wonders.
I have some sly things up my sleeve. Actually, we ought to be on our broadcast connection during the video at gooddayshow.com. Hello and welcome to the most lovable environment you will find anywhere on the radio. We always get along, even if we disagree with each other. We're so full of love, so full of fun, so full of caring, so full of it. And
it,
Jennifer,
huh?
Is feeling better today. She's
I
back.
Do
Jennifer
feel better.
Horn,
thank you.
Back on the Good Day program. So we've had, what is today, Thursday? We've had 3 days of civility, 3 days of why. 3 days of reflection.
A nice memorial yesterday.
3 days of, well, the only thing that came to me that wasn't construed to be positive is the way this thing came across in that gymnasium as a pep rally.
Yeah, okay. You
that bothered
that
me.
Too, right?
Yeah,
that was
14,000 people.
Woo!
The president's
like
there, and it's, for heaven's sakes, it's a memorial for six people who are dead.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people who have been shot up. And it's, yay, hooray, hooray,
no,
all clapping and cheering. And I thought it was, that bothered me.
I even thought it was strange, because usually I actually really enjoy the way Michelle Obama dresses.
Yeah.
But I even thought that the way she was dressed was kind of strange. You see, she had kind of like a white happy sweater on and a purple dress. It was very strange.
You thought she ought to be in black sweater.
I just thought maybe a little more somber.
Yeah. All right. Who thinks that? 800-510-8255. Boy, we continue to pull all of this stuff apart. More people finding out more things about Jared Lee Loeffner. The interview on ABC yesterday of his best friend talking about what a really dark, dire, dour place his home was, how everything was uptight and angry, that kind of stuff. And then there are the people who are grousing over Sarah Palin's video on Facebook. I don't care, frankly. What she says doesn't make any difference. What really is interesting, going back to the tone that was said, Jennifer, last night, the president used scripture in a couple of different places,
mm-hmm.
The speakers did.
I thought it was very Christian-y as well.
Well, how many of you who are crass and cruel and who don't like Obama thought he was doing that just to sort of give it to those who think he's a Muslim? He's not giving us.
I actually thought last night was one of his better.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. Yeah, I just didn't like the campaign kind of rah-rah shish-goom-bar atmosphere.
I'm with you. It should have been
I don't
more
like
respectful.
That at all.
Yeah.
So, but as I was thinking, listening to the scriptural references, the old business, I don't know, old, you've heard this how many times? What would Jesus do? Mm-hmm. Jesus was a preacher, in a way. He had a message. He was also a magnificent communicator. He had a gift for connecting with and engaging the audience. And if you look into what theologians have written about him and historians have said about him, he was very good at choosing his audience. Much like politicians today choose their audience, no matter what the discussion, what the venue, most everything is so carefully scripted and controlled that it's hard for things to get out of hand. And so that was what I was wondering about last night with all of the hoopla, whether they really got these people and had them understand what the moment was, or was it just kind of all by the seat of one's pants? There's a Frontline documentary that has been running on PBS called From Jesus to Christ, which I will. I'm going back and forth to this because what was in the documentary sort of sticks with me a little bit. As the snow has gotten deeper, I've spent more time.
I know. Are you stuck? Are you okay?
Well, I'm here until tomorrow. I'm going to leave. I'm going to drive to Washington for Saturday morning's program. Then I'll drive to Memphis, be at KWAM on Monday morning, and then to Stephensville, Texas on Tuesday. El Paso to KTSM on Wednesday, to the Kiva on Wednesday, and Albuquerque, on Thursday, Friday down to Lake Havasu to KNTR, and then off on to into Los Angeles. But I tell you, this has been last 24 hours. I'm normally out of this, the escape. Well, we haven't had as much snow here, whether I was here or not. They haven't had this much snow here in a couple of years. But it did really bring things to a halt. And so there was time, in a circumstance like that, on a day like that, there's time for reflection. Mm-hmm. And so I was, because I'm a farmer, mostly Jesus, if you read the background or you just watch this documentary, Jesus focused his ministry on the farm population. Most of the parables, most of the metaphors he used were based on that audience, their daily experience of scratching out a living from the soil. And the people who follow him today try not to do that which is what he did, which I find, I'm not trying to sound like a priest, but I mean, or a preacher, that's sometimes how they talk, like a politician, in fact. A lot of the divinity school professors who are in this frontline documentary tell the story of how he again reaches to the connection of the farm population, as I do, because that's where I am. That is my root. He talks about the loaves and the fishes and, that's if you take the agrarian connection, that's pretty much the only thing you'll find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that's all together. It's a dinner and a show, mm-hmm. in a sense. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. His ability to engage the audience and to tell those stories, the parable of the mustard seed. Remember that from when you were in, did you go to Sunday school when you were a kid?
I went to Catholic school.
Catholic
for
school.
Years.
All right. But did they tell you sometimes Well, you didn't really get any of this stuff. It was all rote stuff and things that
textbooks.
You
know,
right. Nobody ever listened to.
Yeah, no, I do.
But
know
I remember, and that was when I was first connected to the farm, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. So maybe the mustard seed, the man takes out, plants it in his field. Smallest of all seeds, when it grows, it's the largest of all the plants, and ultimately becomes a tree, so the birds can come and perch on its branches. That's a heck of a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to more be connected. I'm not saying this as a promotion for me, but because I am really and truly of the earth, I am very grounded in nature. I think that back to basics, that's the sort of, what would Jesus do? Jesus would go back to the basics. And I think talk radio people ought to go back to the basics. They can learn something from Jesus, what he said, and how he said it. If you have people you're listening to that get you to think, maybe react, that's great. If you're listening to somebody on the radio who's just another predictable person wandering around in the radio countryside, what good is it? I think there's going to be a lot of reflection, frankly, Jennifer. As a result of it, this is my 2 cents worth on Arizona and its ramifications and the outcome. I think you're going to see, like it or not, management resulting in pressures from guys like the congressman in South Carolina who wants to bring the fairness doctrine back.
Right.
Even though we don't think it ought to happen, and we'll fight against it in the most positive way, like I fought against Senate 510. I may have lost, but maybe I win because it doesn't get funded. But taking a stand and being firm and knowledgeable and fair, that's the way to get things across. Is it entertaining? You tell me. I'm trying not to be a narcissist here like all the rest of these hosts who are whining For 3 days, we've been listening to these creeps whine about how unfair it is to attack them. It's nonsense. It isn't about them, wasn't about them, but they make it about them. And so you wonder, okay, these people are very popular. What does that say about the people who listen to their programs and buy every inch of gravel that they have to sell? Maybe grovel instead of gravel. I think that you're going to see if I'm right, that there won't be a fairness doctrine passed, but I think you're going to see a lot of radio station owners and management start thinking about whether there ought to be a little change in the atmosphere. And if a few of the programs are pulled off, a few of the important stations, will that get the hosts to take a different approach to see the writing on the wall? It's happened to Glenn Beck. He's come off the air in Philadelphia and New York. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, you know, they're looking, oh, there aren't enough listeners in the ratings. Yeah, that's true to a point because people are reacting. He's very popular on television, and he's very popular on the radio, and he has a good shtick. But is it too far? Does it go too far? And I think that's something that the marketplace needs to decide. But unfortunately, as I'm suggesting, there are some management folks who won't let it go that way because they'll be afraid. Advertisers will start complaining and that sort of thing, and then they'll do something. Maybe I offer this to you as a reflection, having listened to a lot of this stuff the last 3 days. Most people still don't get it. I'm talking about most of the people on the radio still don't get it. It's not about them. It's about the 9-year-old girl. It's about the congresswoman. It's about the other people who died and were hurt. And about this guy.
It was a reminder, Doug, and this was the happy reminder watching that memorial service last night, that there's still people that are heroes out there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one positive thing that I think we could take away.
I think the discussion of discussion is a positive thing. These people
really
mean it. And that's something important. I think we need more reflection. Anyway, 19 after the hour, this is a good day program.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
With it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offer, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Luden's, what a great brand, isn't it? Luden's been around forever.
And they actually taste good.
Yeah, right, they do.
The Luden's ones are like candy.
Give me a Luden's that tastes good. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, the Good Day program on the air.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
or something.
Incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue
Straw
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. Right. No.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you.
Aw, thanks, Doug.
Very sweet. A lot of news today about various faces. Nicole Kidman has finally admitted the fact that pretty much everybody knew this. I'm not sure this is big news. She uses Botox.
No. I thought her face was just frozen.
With all that forehead?
High forehead. She tells a German magazine she's had Botox injections for the past few years. Doesn't do it anymore, though, because she didn't like how it made her face look and feel. She says in the article, quote, I've tried a lot of things, but apart from working out and a good diet, most things don't do any good. I've even tried Botox. I don't like how my face looks afterwards. Now I don't use it. I can move my forehead again.
Well, you know, people weren't hiring her to do movies because she couldn't express any emotion in her face.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Speaking of faces, Carrie Fisher has become the new face of Jenny Craig. She's been named the newest spokesperson. She says, I'm fat. All my clothing belongs to another chick, not me. I'm 5'1" and I weigh 180 pounds.
She's used only 5'1".
105 when she was Princess Leia.
Wow.
Weighs 180 pounds. She used to be so hot, she said, but now I look like Elton John. Okay, well, good luck to her on that one.
She's a hoot.
Katie Holmes.
A little crazy.
Will be the face of Ann Taylor's spring line. I've been a fan of Ann Taylor since I was a girl. I grew up loving clothes. I'm thrilled to be part of a brand that I believe in. Katie Holmes, the new face of Ann Taylor. And then, as long as we're sort of in this area, your face, your head, your coif.
Coif.
Your coif. There's a new serum out called Latisse that people have been using to grow eyelashes. Are you familiar with that, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And it does funny things to you, I've heard.
Right. Well, people decided they were going to try it. Somebody got a hold of it and had put it on his head.
What? To grow
to
hair?
Hair growing, and apparently it works.
No.
Yes.
Do they come out like eyelashes? Or do they come out like hair?
I was wondering about that. Just lines across. That's a pretty good visualization, though, isn't it?
Is your head winking at me, sir?
Latisse tested on 28 patients with alopecia, and the product, well, you can imagine people lining up to volunteer for this test. The Food and Drug Administration has approved Latisse for use in helping eyelashes grow, but they have not said that it was okay for your hair. I mean, what difference does it make? Hair in your eyes, hair in your head. What difference?
Alopecia is a little bit more of a targeted.
Like a bald spot kind of
thing? Alopecia is when you have just, spots of hair stopping to grow just in one particular, like the size of a penny or a quarter, right in the middle of your head for whatever reason it is.
Check it out, Rich.
So they use more of a targeted thing. I know somebody who has it.
Check it out.
A friend.
Yeah, a friend. Not a friend. 28 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
With a new sort of mattress from Sam's Club, I'll never need to count sheep again.
Sam's Club member Jennifer Jagoda.
I can take home any Serta in stock or get it delivered for just a little more. That saves me time and money.
Quality Serta twin mattresses start at just $99.87. Satisfaction guaranteed. Serta from Sam's Club. One more way your membership helps you get a good night's sleep.
No sheep required.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Effin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Effin to others.
Effin starts working in...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. You know, you'd think that the only thing going on in the world was what has happened in Tucson. And yes, it is on a lot of people's minds. And there are a few things every day that come along that are different. But Jennifer and I were talking about, I took the approach, the Jesus approach. You know, often people say, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say?
I heard you.
Sort of went off on that for a few minutes. And then I've come back around to realize that this is a long process. And the unfortunate thing is that the news media will typically stay with this for a while and the heat then dies out of it. Whatever they can't create in terms of heat or other people on the air, they can't, who aren't creative enough to look around and say, okay, there's a big, wide, wonderful world out there. What else is going on? Let's move into the areas that people are more interested in talking about. By the way, I haven't said hello to some of the new people that are listening, and I haven't done my job in terms of what I normally do. When new folks are listening, I invite some of the folks from new areas to call us at 800-510-8255. Just say hi, get a swell prize, and tell us about your area. We have folks listening in southern Ohio and northern Kentucky on WQRT. We've got folks in Knoxville, WETR. We have Johnson City, the Kingsport area, Bristol, Tennessee, WBWT,
Hello.
WPNN in Pensacola, Florida, WBCT in Waco. Remember when this was a big story. Well, it wasn't just that. It was that those guys were listening to me the last time I was on in Waco.
Yeah.
I don't know, Richie, I wasn't with you yet. It was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that, what's David? What was the guy's name?
Koresh.
Right, thank you. He and members of the group, I was on the station in Waco. There was
Branch Davidians, wasn't it?
The Branch Davidians, right. And I was on there. And shortly after all of that happened, I went away and I haven't been on the radio in Waco until recently on KBCT. So, hello.
Yeah, I remember we were on there for a long time.
Yeah.
But did they remove you because of
I don't,
the
no,
status
I just,
of
the
those nutbags are listening to Doug Steffen.
Yeah. Well, I was very critical. To the point, that was probably one of the most strident points early on. This program was about 5 years old then, 1993? Yeah, started in 1988. So the program was 5 years old at the time, and I really went after. I really didn't like Clinton, and I really didn't like Janet Reno. and I really clobbered them over and over again. I had the sheriff on from Waco at the time, who told me that he used to pass Koresh every morning out on his job. Koresh used to listen on his headsets to the station carrying this program, and he would do a morning jog. He was out every morning. The sheriff said to me, we could have picked him up any day of the week. And for the government to go in there with guns a-blazing, you remember they put a tank into the building and blew it up?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a big mistake, though?
Of course it was a big mistake.
Massive.
That was, God.
Why is that a mistake?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Because they killed 84 innocent people because they didn't like Koresh when they could have got Koresh by getting the sheriff to pick him up any morning of the week. They didn't do their homework. And Clinton looked like a fool.
They basically blew him up because they wouldn't come out.
Right. And they didn't like him because of some of the rumors about how he conducted himself with teenage girls. Now, that may or may not have been true. Nobody will ever know because they killed everybody in there. And then Clinton says, I take responsibility for it. Jan Arena. Sorry.
Can you do that again?
Okay, so anyway.
Reno video that Saturday Night Live did.
Yeah, my God, yes.
Remember that?
It's funny. So how do you make, hello, anyway, to the folks in Waco listening. And let's see here, KCPX in Moab, Utah, new on the line.
Ooh, I love Moab. It's beautiful.
WBMC in McMinnville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. So I'm going to pass by those folks as I drive through Tennessee over the weekend. Anyway, so I just off on a toot here. Thinking about how we can have fun with something that might be construed to be bad. Because this is a way sometimes you give people, this is one of the great things about this format, it gives people the opportunity to spout off. Using that term spout, you know, comes from the idea of a bottle that has a spout on it, and there's pressure that's built up, so when you take the top off the bottle, you spout off. So these programs like this, we have fun, we have serious sometimes, we're silly sometimes, but you get a chance to spout off. So, I, as the good public servant that I am, have decided to spout off, Richie.
Oh.
Now, yesterday, this is fueled by the fact that I didn't sleep much last night, because in the snowstorm yesterday, I was relegated to working in my office. So what did I do? What to my wondering eyes did appear but the figures from a very bad year? There's almost a little poetry there. Started to do my taxes.
Is that why you didn't answer the phone when I called?
Stuart Books will be proud of me. I actually should have him on to start helping people with their own tax tips. But I'm digging around, and I'm looking at these numbers. And this is how bad it was. I actually went out into the snow, got on my tractor, and spent a couple of hours shoveling, pushing snow around, building snow piles that were 10, 12, 14 feet high, just so I didn't have to deal with it. And we all have that same thing. So when I came back in last night, I saw the perfect remedy for my frustrations.
Which was?
There was a list yesterday procured of the most hated companies in America, and I've got them. Right here, right now.
Right where you want them.
Are you ready?
Make you feel better.
This is going to make me feel wonderful because I hate them all.
American Express is one.
Well, here we go. All right, you ready? Let's do it. We only have a top 10 things, but there are 15 companies. According to, this is a survey of employees, of shareholders, of consumers, et cetera, and media coverage. So there's four different things taken into account. What the employees think of the company, what the shareholders think of the company, what consumers think of the company, and what the media coverage is of the company.
Well, Doug, you do the top 10, and I'll put the 15 on the website.
Well, that's not a bad
idea.
Please,
a thinker.
Yeah. But I'll give you all of them, and you can put them all up on the website, all right?
Okay.
You ready? Richie, just give me the music, and then we get to number 10. All right, at number 15, these are the most hated companies in America. Number 15 is DirecTV. All right. Number 14. Anybody want to comment? You can feel free to comment. You have DirecTV. Who has DirecTV?
Who would? Because cable's so much better.
All right. Yes, Jennifer. All right. Number 14 on the list. BP. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Why are they only at number 14?
I don't know, Richie.
Yeah, they should be like number one after this year.
Number, wait till you get to, wait till you find out who number one is. Number 13 is United Airlines.
Okay.
Number 12.
United Airlines breaks. No, no, that's Delta breaks guitars.
Yeah. Number, Delta loses dogs.
It's United. It's United.
United breaks guitars? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was. But Delta loses dogs.
Right.
Number 12, McDonald's.
That's McDonald's.
McDonald's, excuse me. Number 11, Johnson & Johnson.
Really?
Number 10, the Dish Network.
Ah.
Number 9, Dell. You want to use the big voice announcer now?
Oh, sure.
That
works. Okay. Number, sure. Well, yeah,
number eight.
Number 8.
Bank of America.
Ah, yeah.
Number 7.
AT&T.
Number 6.
Citigroup.
Number 5.
Charter Communications. That's another one of the... Isn't that another one of the cable companies?
That's a cable company, yeah.
Number 4.
They all make it, I think, on this list. Best Buy.
Really?
Yep. Number 3.
Toyota.
Ah.
Number 2.
Nokia.
No.
Number 1.
The number 1 most hated company in America,
Facebook.
According to employees, shareholders, consumers, and the media, is... American Airlines.
Wow.
Wow.
The most hated company in America. That tells you something.
Wow.
All
That's
those miles.
That's kind of surprising, actually.
I would have thought BP were up there.
Actually, it isn't surprising when you consider the survey was done over the weekend, and American last week announced that it was going to cut ties with Expedia, and they're fighting with Sabre.
Yeah.
So remember Tom Parsons was telling us how completely impossible it is, and American has always been. It's always with American, even though I fly them more than anybody else because I got more miles there, and they're handiest for what I need. They are. It's always their way or the highway. It doesn't make any difference whether you've got a million, jillion miles with them. I can understand why people, and I'm surprised, frankly, that United is 13. I figured they'd be in the top 5. I'm not surprised about Toyota. I am a little about Nokia. Isn't Nokia's, I thought, pretty popular brand. What are they doing that's screwing up? What are they screwing up?
They have not gotten into the smartphone.
Really? See,
stockholders. I don't know why people don't like them. Well, yeah. Stockholders, I know whether. Nokia is pretty much just still the little, you know, 0 through 9, no smartphones.
Really?
And, yeah, they kind of.
AT&T,
they were,
I understand.
Now they got left behind.
All right, so I understand Toyota. I understand American Airlines. I understand all of the. The DirecTV, all of the, you know, those, they're impossible to deal with. The banks, I understand them. I was surprised about Dell. Dell was pretty customer friendly. Isn't
sure,
it?
Yeah, they just brought all their.
I've had bad experiences with Dell computers.
I have 4 Dell computers.
And those break for me.
Do they? Yeah. All right, let's see. Who else are we surprised at here? McDonald's? I don't know. They're surprised at that. Do you know that case of the suit is still floating around? There still is litigation involving. Remember the woman who had spilled McDonald's and had operations on her, everything in her lap sort of thing? You know, the McDonald's fought for 2.5 years. Their coffee is 180 degrees, and the norm is 140 degrees, and most is 120 to 125 degrees. And they wouldn't change, even though they had a $24 million suit that they lost. They still wouldn't change the temperature of their coffee until fairly recently. I thought that was pretty interesting.
I thought they had changed it.
Yeah.
Now they put warnings all over it because, you know, people are too dumb to drink coffee and know
apparently.
It's hot.
Apparently, yeah.
I had to ride American Airlines to and from Texas for the holidays.
Right.
And on the way back, I was sitting on the plane, and we were about to take off, but the maintenance people had to come look at the plane.
Yeah.
And the girl I was sitting next to apparently flies American a lot more than I did and said that was ranting about how American Airlines has the oldest fleet of any of the airlines.
American and United have the oldest fleets. American's fleet made up of all those old MD-80s that have really gone past their prime, the 5-across planes. Those planes have been around since the 1960s, and they are just old, and they are noisy, and they are uncomfortable. And American has the most. At one point in time, American had 490 of those. They now have 300 and some odd of them, but they are an uncomfortable, unpleasant airplane. And, yeah. A lot of maintenance problems. They haven't put an order in for a new plane. You know, the new Boeing what do they call them, 787, but they're,
yeah,
it's the fast, whatever it is they call them. Everybody's buying them. No order from American. And yet American does more cross-country and overseas stuff to Europe than any other airline in the country. And they don't have any orders for planes that people are going to want to take to get over there.
So they're just cheap or what?
Well, they're, I suppose that's a way of putting it. They may be frugal. Maybe that's, they'd rather.
East Coast to West Coast, they're a good deal usually.
Yeah, right. They are, yeah, right. And that's what I fly them because I can get in the first class for not a lot of money, and I have lots of points. So that's, but I don't like them. I don't like the way they run the airline. And most of the people that work for them, you talk to the people that are stewardesses and stuff, they don't like them either.
I've never ridden first class, but I noticed on the last plane that I took, I walked past the first class to go back to my lowly coach.
They call it steerage.
Yeah. Steerage.
Yeah.
And it didn't look all that nice on the plane I was on.
You know what I think is hysterical is when you leave the plane and you walk through first class, those people, you people up in first class, are horrible. You leave your papers everywhere and the plastic that the blankets come in. I mean, it looks like Beirut as you walk through first class.
Well, let's get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus around the corner with some important medical information here on Good Day.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
12 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus is brought to you by the folks who have this wonderful formula to help you stay healthy. You have gastrointelligence.
I've got that.
Yes, you have. Well, poor Jennifer has gastrointestinal ailments today. We got to get her on Digestive Advantage, which is ratcheted up one more degree, I guess, from Sustanex. Same company, but different product, Ken.
We've been talking about the advantages of probiotics to rev up your defense system to fight those bugs, those viruses, the flu that's out there. But now they've added to the probiotics extra products, enzymes that will help with your digestive problems. We know that probiotics also help with the digestive problems. This product is wonderful. If you've been to the doctor, they can't find the source of your digestive problems. You have bloating, constipation, diarrhea, nausea. Try this Digestive Advantage. It's going to help. It's helping my patients.
It's very good. Add Digestive Advantage to your regular routine. It combines probiotics with a lot of other helpful things like enzymes. Digestive Advantage Lactose Defense, for example, adds lactase enzymes to the probiotics. And Digestive Advantage Gas Defense adds 5 different enzymes to the probiotics. There are different Digestive Advantage products. Digestive Advantage IBS, which is important for those who have irritable bowel syndrome, lactose, gas, all those products. I mean, all of those problems are helped by this product, Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere. Shingles vaccine looks like a safe bet, Ken.
We all get chicken pox as kids, and after age 60, about 13 out of 1,000 will get a horrible resurrection of this virus that lives in our nerves for many, many years, and it's called herpes zoster or shingles. The vaccine, which very few people are getting, is about 55% effective. Those who do get the vaccine, it's down to about 6 cases per 1,000 people. It's a safe bet. People with leukemia, lymphoma, and AIDS or an allergy can't get this vaccine, but it's something to think about.
All right. Also, more reasons not to smoke.
Higher blood pressure in kids whose parents smoke. This is out of the medical journal Circulation. Yes, another reason not to smoke.
And painkillers, some are linked to heart disease. Look out what you're taking.
Out of the British Medical Journal, think about the Motrin, the Advils. If you take them on a regular basis, be careful.
Stroke risk.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Three past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program around the country and around the world at gooddayshow.com. You can watch, look, and listen, and learn, hopefully. That's especially true when we spend time helping you in your life live better with features like Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, who has the answer to the question, do you know where Americans stack up with Japanese Facebook users? The Americans versus the Japanese on Facebook right after this.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
So you know how Facebook is making all kinds of news lately, from movies to millions of members to equity investments? Facebook added its 583rd millionth member recently. Now, here's all you have to know about Facebook in America. 60% of U.S. internet users are on Facebook. 6 out of 10. Well, the New York Times reports that it's an entirely different story in Japan, which is one of the most connected countries on the planet. Just 2 million Japanese use Facebook, or less than 2% of the country's internet users. The difference? The New York Times reports that Japanese are fiercely private internet users. Facebook forces people to use real names. In Japan, social media is used, but only the kind that lets you hide your identity. Even bloggers in Japan write using a pseudonym. This obviously doesn't affect Facebook's fortunes at all, but it's interesting to note that not everybody is as crazy about social media as we are. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at TechTailorMinute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
With a new sort of mattress from Sam's Club, I'll never need to count sheep again.
Sam's Club member Jennifer Jagoda.
I can take home any Serta in stock or get it delivered for just a little more. That saves me time and money.
Quality Serta twin mattresses start at just $99.87. Satisfaction guaranteed. Serta from Sam's Club. One more way your membership helps you get a good night's sleep.
No sheep required.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Clay Kohut, Rich McFadden. Clay, you'd be interested to know that the police are now using Facebook. Internet savvy police started using Facebook to appeal for witnesses to traffic accidents. And they move, some residents say, smacks of Big Brother spying tactics.
Yeah.
It's like our listener of the week who's a private eye that uses Facebook.
Really? The listener we have on Friday is a private eye?
No, we had a listener on a couple Fridays.
Oh, right. Yeah, we did. That's that. Right. Yeah, right. The folks on Facebook have been invited to provide information to help solve hit-and-run cases that have occurred in places where, you know, most big cities have crash-prone areas.
They have geolocation now. So if an accident happens at the corner of Main and Fifth Street, they can just go on Facebook and say, everybody who was logged in at Main and Fifth at that time,
reach out to them. Does it become a neighbor ratting on neighbor?
Yeah,
I don't like my neighbor, so I'm going to report that he crashed into somebody even... You know what?
I would say if they have a site where they post needing help and you go to that place where they post needing help, I'm okay with it. Like Saturday, for example, in Tucson, if they needed help finding clues on that guy, who wouldn't want to go try and help if they were in the area?
I would bet these people are crashing into cars, running away from it, and then posting on Facebook, just hit a car, LOL.
Chris says, good idea, but it won't work.